Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning. He was going to talk a little bit, maybe not about boating, but something else.
Sure.
Jamie Church is here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. I know absolutely nothing about boating.
Well, there you go. I am surprised that you don't. But you've been in like a paddleboard or something, right? On water and things like that.
I've been on water.
Yeah, well.
But I've not ever been the captain of the vessel.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Well.
No, I've been on the water. I've been in a boat.
Yes. Good. But it's good to have you here on the SSKSJE hit the little choppy seas here.
Yes.
But thank you for coming in, and congratulations on your women's summit you had last week. That went very well, didn't it?
It did, actually. And I was not at all nervous about our keynote or our presenters. I was nervous about the format, the Zoom, because we did have 70 women and 3 men, actually. 70 participants signed up for it, and you know, I just wanted to make sure that it went as smoothly as possible and that everybody had felt like it was worthwhile and got good information. So I was a little bit worried just about the Zoom, but I think overall it went really, really well. And I do hope next year we can get back to a in-person format, because this is the second year of our Women's Summit. Last year was very successful, sold out event. We got such great feedback last year. We definitely wanted to do it again this year. I do need to look at the feedback from this year. We did a survey following. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But I hope next year we can bring it back and have it in an in-person format. But we'll have
right.
to see. So
that would be great.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the Zoom format, at least, you had a lot of participation.
Yes,
and
we
that's
did.
Great.
And we had a lot of questions for our keynote. And her name was, is, Sarah Swindell. And she did live in Farmington for a number of years. And then she has a book that she's published called Rounding Home. And it's all about her kind of her journey and her story. And one of her children is severely autistic, and so that was her sharing that experience of having a severely autistic, nonverbal child, as well as some of the other things in her life. And so she was very nice and donated 5 autograph copies of her book, and so
nice.
We were able to give those away during the event. And so then we had 3 other presenters. We had Sheila Matthews from Four Corners Community Bank. She is the president and CEO, and that and one of the few women bank presidents and CEOs, not just in the state, but actually in the United States.
That's true. I remember when she was a commencement speaker here at San Juan College a few years ago.
She referenced that in her presentation. And then we had Heather Holmes, who's a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley, and then Sheila Mobley with Details, who was talking about promoting your business and your brand, and
nobody does it better than Sheila.
I know, I know. So I had 3.
Maybe you. I'm not sure. Between you and Sheila.
Between you and Sheila and I. So, but we had 3 great presenters, and so we had the keynote first, and then we broke into what are called breakout rooms, and that's where things got, I got a little nervous about that, but it worked out great. And then we were actually able to do lunch. So what we did was, if people wanted the lunch, we had gotten the lunches from Pocket Stone Bakery, which, if you don't know, is the new bakery and cafe where Great Harvest used to be. I don't know what the name of that plaza is there, but so we had the lunches
right there at East Main and Cliffside.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I just know it by cross streets.
Right. But I drive by.
And
the one that
food,
has the Pocket Stone.
That's right.
The Ice Age frozen yogurt. But so anyway, we had the box lunches, and then he delivered them all to my office, and then people just drove up, got their box lunch, and took it back to their office. And so they were able to have lunch, and even though we couldn't all be together. And so we encouraged people to close their office door, turn off their phones, and really focus in for that hour and a half.
Right, nice.
And so I feel like we did a great job of trying to work around COVID restrictions and stay in compliance, but still have a worthwhile event. So,
right.
Yeah.
And have everybody kind of kind of together virtually, yeah. but sharing a meal and right. doing all those things that you would do at a summit or a conference.
Exactly. And so. We still had plenty of time for Q&A. In fact, as always, I wish we could have gone longer. I had allowed an hour and a half because I was trying to fit it over a long lunchtime. But some of the feedback I got back was, like, gosh, we could have stayed longer, and it's too bad we didn't have more time. So I'll take that into consideration. Right. But that I'm glad there was a lot of interaction and that people felt that it was definitely worth their time. So anyway, that's
very
that's
good.
Done.
Well, congratulations.
Check that off the
that's right.
List of things.
Well,
so.
Second annual. Off we go. And now off you start working on next year, probably.
Yes, so. Exactly.
Excellent. Very good. And again, I think I said it last week or last month when you were here, but welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
The Farmington Chamber of Commerce has
officially moved
up the street a little bit here at San Juan College, right?
I know. In fact, I walked over. So
how nice, right?
A refreshing
brisk walk.
It was actually
at 7:45.
Yeah. Yes, I didn't wear the best shoes for it, but that's okay.
Okay.
We are moved into our new space, and for those of you who missed out last time, we're in the Quality Center for Business, which is right there on College Boulevard, right next to the School of Energy. It's where the Enterprise Center, the Food Hub, the Four Corners Economic Development, the Small Business Development Center, it's all right there. And so now we're just right there with everybody with all the economic development and the working on small business and developing small business. So I think it's a perfect location for us. And I'm in. I've got my pictures on the wall. I have my Skittles candy machine. So
perfect.
If you come over to visit me, better bring a quarter because you have to pay a quarter to get Skittles.
Okay.
And yesterday I hung more pictures. So I'm moving in just like I do at my own house. I'm like creating my space.
Well, the important thing is that the phones are working and the computers are working.
Yes.
Right? That's a big deal.
Phones, computers, printers. We're ready, we're going, and it feels like a great space. And of course, I do miss being in that kind of the downtown with what's going on there. So I make it a point to get downtown at least once a week and walk around, see what's happening there. We will be putting a tree in the Festival of Trees this year in one of the downtown windows.
Nice.
So we are definitely still kind of keeping our, you know, finger on the pulse of what's going on all over the region, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. So,
right. But this is going to get you literally within elbow's length of the other business leaders or a lot of the business leaders in the community. You mentioned the Foresaid, the Small Business Development Center, the Enterprise Center. I mean,
it's all right there. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm very excited about is those new businesses that are starting out that are coming up maybe through the incubator and then the accelerator. We're right there. So we can get them right in with the chamber. We can talk about, you know, how we can help them develop their business. Plus, I can work on, you know, if there's a lunch and learn. I met with Liesl Dees by Zoom last week. Mm-hmm. Just like what is the college doing and what are we doing so that we're not over, you know, so we're not both doing the same thing. But then if they've got a training or if West has a training or something like that, then we can help share that information and just reach a broader audience. And that's what it's about. The whole move was about collaboration and partnerships and making this area a regional economic hub. I don't see any reason why we can't be a regional economic hub. We're centrally located. We have some great people in great positions now with Arvin Trujillo, and we've got all the key pieces. So now let's just keep moving forward and let's really start reaching out to some of these businesses that may be looking to relocate or manufacture in a new place or reach a new area with the outdoor recreation industry. I feel optimistic that everybody's in the place they need to be, and now we can just move forward.
True.
And so that's my thought.
But. Right. But, well, very
excited. And I'm only speaking for me.
Congratulations. Well, and the chamber.
Yeah, and the chamber. But I don't want to be putting words in everybody else's mouth. But I do see it as a very positive move. And I love being on campus. It's a fun atmosphere.
Even though it's a little quieter than usual these days. But we're looking forward to that changing maybe too in the next year or so. Fingers crossed.
Hope so.
So we're doing all that. But the other reason that I know you're here this morning is it's almost holiday time. If folks looked outside Monday and saw a little bit of like snow and stuff. shopping local, the reminder, right?
Yes.
So this year more than ever, I think.
Oh, I think so. So we're actually in the beginnings of a campaign that we're going to be working with and collaborating with on some other entities in town to really promote shop local. So everybody's been hearing it now for months. And
right.
We know sometimes you hear it over and over and over again. Well, years, you're exactly right. But, you know, much more concentrated in the last few months. But here we are going into November and December. This is the busiest time for retail and restaurants, too. I mean, you think about how many times in the past you went out holiday shopping, Christmas shopping, and then said, oh, let's pop in that restaurant to eat. We're out and about. So it's a busy time for restaurants, for retail stores. And this, for many of our retailers, it's their busiest season, and then they kind of budget that out, especially for those first 3 months of the new year when things kind of quiet down, January, February, March, where things are a little quieter. So if there's any restrictions on retail, or we, you know, we don't know what the governor may or may not do over the next couple of weeks as the numbers have risen. But we just really in our community need to think about shopping local. And that could mean calling that store that you normally go buy something at once or twice a year, but think about how could I do all my Christmas shopping there? Or make out your Christmas list and say, how can I buy a gift for these people on my list completely here in town?
Right.
What would they like? What would they need that I could get locally and not have to go online? And when we say you don't have to go online, I mean going online to one of the bigger online retailers.
Out of town stores, right, or out of town places.
Right, because we do want you, if things get shut down, which I'm not saying they are, I'm just saying if they were to.
Right.
We want you to shop online locally.
Well, or if you don't feel comfortable going out to
exactly.
a store,
mm-hmm.
You can still order food to go.
You can.
And do it safely. And think, so I know, and it's really everyone's personal comfort level, but
right.
you can still buy things online, maybe
you
from
can.
A local merchant and do it that way.
Them. And it may take a little more time. So it might take a little more. You'd have to call them and say, do you have all of your products on your website? Or this is what I'm looking for. Or do you have any creative gift basket ideas? Or can you mail a gift certificate? Or what can they do? And so for the retailers out there, I think they need to also be really thinking about how can we maybe pivot. I've been hearing that word a lot and I don't like it very much because it's kind of getting overused, but I do understand the point. How do we shift? How do we reimagine, rethink how we do business now so that we can really tap into this online shopping for this season, shopping local, even if it's not something we normally do. So, I mean,
true.
I think it's just very important. So come up with your list. That's what I'm doing. Who's on my Christmas list and how can I shop local for those people and really highlight some of what we have here in our region? And it's just very important this year because this is a key time for our retailers and our restaurants. And so we need to support them and try not to go outside the area.
Very true.
Shopping online.
And I know you mentioned the Festival of Trees, and we've talked about that a little bit on this program, mm-hmm. that they are planning, a pivoted event or a shifted event.
Yes, a refocused.
Downtown,
yes.
A refocused event in the downtown area because we can't gather at the Civic Center like we normally would do for the Festival of Trees. And so that event is now going to be changed, and trees are going to be in the front windows of a lot, if not most, of the downtown merchants in Farmington, right?
What a great way to reimagine their event.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. It brings a highlight to all the downtown reconstruction that's has been going on.
Right.
It really helps to brighten up some of those windows that maybe currently don't have tenants, but hopefully will in the near future. And the families can still look at all those trees. And to me, it's really magical. It brings back those older days of seeing all the windows all decorated up for Christmas and things like that. So I think what a great idea. Now we are putting in a tree,
right?
And it's going to be the chamber's putting in a tree, and it's going to be focusing on local. So we'll be reaching out to our chamber members probably in this week saying, if you have a gift certificate or something you'd like us to hang on the tree, just let me know and we'll be decorating our tree. But it's going to be a shop local, support local focus.
Nice.
So that's what our chamber tree is going to be about.
Very cool.
Yeah. But and I think it's great that they reimagined the event that way.
Right. Well, I think they heard loud and clear that people didn't want it canceled.
Right.
And
right.
so they're trying to then think about, well, how can we still do this? And so, again, if folks missed that program that we did here at KSJE with Presbyterian Medical Services, The trees will still be there. You can go down. Right. There's going to be a website, and you can still vote with tokens. You can still buy those 50-cent tickets and vote for your favorite tree and do it all. Or you can even, I guess, watch them from home if you were even outside the area and don't want to go downtown.
Exactly.
But the whole point is to go downtown to maybe shop at these local stores and see what they have. And you probably might be surprised to see what's available at these local merchants rather than going online.
I think that most of our local merchants have a lot of great products. When we did the Back to Business Bingo, I even was amazed. I went into, you know, Wall Art Gallery and Fifth Generation and, of course, you know, the other stores that were on the Back to Business Bingo, but those in particular, because I hadn't been in there in a while, and just seeing all the things they have available in their store, I was just amazed. So you were mentioning changing your event and not wanting to cancel, and that made me think about Chili in October, because we didn't want to cancel Chili in October either.
Right.
So we did the Chili Passport. And we had 10 restaurants, and I was going to announce the winners. That's why I brought it up. But we didn't want to cancel the event. It's very successful. We've been doing it for goodness knows at least 15 years. So we changed the way we did it, and we had these chili passports, and people were supposed to be running around and tasting chili. But we actually had almost 500 votes. So we had a way to vote online.
Right.
So you could go to our link and vote for your favorite, and then you could also fill out a ballot and turn it in at the ballot box. So we had our top three. The first was Traeger's. They did a green chili verde cocktail margarita thing that was very good and very they had a lot of fun with that. And then our second place winner was the Chili Pod, so no surprise there. So she has quite a following, and she did both red and green chili, so they were our second prize. And then our third place winner was Los Hermanitos, and again a long time restaurant here in Farmington and a favorite of so many. So they were our top three winners, and it was a fun way to get people out to try some new restaurants. We had a brand new chamber member participate this year, which was the Family Market and Restaurant right over there. I know I said it wrong last time too, but kind of on where Murray becomes the Bloomfield Highway right over there. Where the Royal Spa was and the skate rink. Anyway, so they have a restaurant in there. And so he was a brand new chamber member, and a lot of people didn't even know there was a restaurant in there. So I think, and he had quite a few votes. So it was fun because people went in and tried his food, and it was great. Kind of give them a little boost in opening a new business. So we even had chocolate chili flavored frozen yogurt.
That's
Leaf did that.
That's
and then we had a drink with Juniper Coffee right across the street from where we are. They did a Southwest chili mocha that was really good. I went over there, and of course I tasted everything.
Of course you did.
But, and then Lauderhouse did a chili
scout.
Well,
a coffee
scout.
Shop right across from your new office. I would think you're like their best customer.
It's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about having coffee everywhere I go now.
Right.
But again, you take an event that you've done for a long time and you rethink, okay, we don't want to not have it, but how do we do it differently? And again, next year, we hope we'll be back to the live chili cook-off, but we don't know.
Right.
And this whole situation is up and down, and numbers are up and then numbers are down, and we just don't know. So we have to try to do the best we can right now with where we are, and then do the best we can projecting down the road into 2021 and try to think, well, how do we look at what could be happening, and then train workforce, get employers prepared for that, help businesses to continue in what could be a whole new model.
Right.
And that's hard. That's kind of looking into a crystal ball and saying, well, gosh, where are we going to be in November of 2021? But I do think the working from home and working remotely, that's probably here to stay. It's pretty convenient for a lot of people.
So, I think that's true. And I think a lot of companies are looking at that and maybe reevaluating their need for space.
Right.
And
right.
And workers are maybe seeing, well, maybe I miss the office, but maybe I could work maybe 3 days a week
in
the office and then 2 days from home or for flexibility with kids or whatever. So I think it's definitely a big change coming.
Well, and I remember doing my first Zoom meeting when, back in 2019. And I was like, I didn't even know what Zoom was, and it was the free 45-minute one. And now it's just, I was on 4 Zoom meetings in a day. So that's just, it's the new way we're doing things.
That's
and
right.
I think that'll probably continue. So, but what else? So taking that model, doing business remotely, doing your meetings remotely, then how do you take that and go, well, how do we build on that and continue to be successful? Even if we go back to all the in-person things, how do we take what we've been doing and make it successful and keep building on it? So I don't know, a lot of opportunity.
True.
But for right now, it's all about supporting local, shopping local, and maybe thinking about your Christmas list a little bit and how can you do that all here, right, in this region.
Because there's a lot of benefits to doing that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But I did want to come back and just talk about them having these events like your Women's Summit, like your Chile in October challenge to go around. Even though we're doing it remotely and safely, it still builds that sense of community, even if we can't maybe be right next to each other or with each other like we used to be.
Right.
I think still taking part in these shared experiences helps to build community, which is what the Chamber prides itself in doing.
Right, exactly. That was our whole thing when we changed our logo and our tagline, connecting commerce to community. And it does, it does really help people connect and see each other and have those conversations. And when we did our speed networking event, we had that at 30 people. We closed it at 30 because we didn't want it to be too huge. So we did the speed networking event and it was great. And I know there's still people that are getting referrals from that and built relationships from that speed networking event. And it was different. It wasn't in person, but it's still a great way to connect. And I think that's really important, not just for the business piece and the networking piece, but just the mental health piece. Just, we do need to have those conversations and connect. And remember, we all are still part of this community. And it's a great community. And yes, we've had our challenges, but we are, we're still here. And we all want everything to succeed and still be here in 2022 and 2021 and two and moving forward.
Right.
So, but it is great that we've got this technology that we can have these meetings. We can continue to connect. Sometimes it's weird when I'm on a Zoom with somebody who's just down the hall, but and I can almost hear them talking and on Zoom. But but it's all about being safe. And you mentioned people's comfort levels, and I think we need to respect people's comfort levels. And especially as we are going into the winter season, and people are going to be inside more, and so. And, you don't have just COVID, but also flus and colds and things like that. So just trying to stay healthy and keep moving forward. And so I think, that communicating is really important.
Right. And so I know you are talking a lot about shopping locally for the holiday season, making that list, seeing who in town maybe can help you fill that list. Mm-hmm. And the important thing you mentioned, just, going to these businesses, helping support these businesses. And of course, the profits and the taxes and things like that is another part of this as well, because our local governments depend on that gross receipts tax.
Yes, that's key.
To keep things running. Mm-hmm. And this is Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, Kirtland, all the entities in San Juan County that rely on that revenue. And so I think they've been pleasantly surprised, at least in Farmington, that the revenue hasn't dropped as much as they'd feared it was going to drop with the advent of COVID. But now at the holiday time, that concern is up again because they have these projections and they're just watching these numbers come in. And so I think that's an important thing to keep in mind too.
Well, and shop early too. That's another thing. And our Shop Local campaign is actually going to be focused on San Juan County. It won't just be Farmington, because we do have a lot of small retailers in places like Aztec and Kirtland and Bloomfield too, that we want everybody to be successful. But I think shopping early and not waiting till the very last minute and getting out and taking that time to, like you mentioned, the gross receipts tax, that's the budget. That helps to establish the budget. That's all these things that make the quality of life issues. So
that's police, that's fire, that's parks and recreation. Those are all the things we take advantage of by living here and love living here.
We need to remember that. And yes, it might be more convenient to go just sit on your device, your tablet, your iPad, and shop online and have it. But you can do that here. It just takes a little bit more time. So eating out, I was thinking about that too with the restaurant staff. Mm-hmm. They do still depend on tips for income, and that's how they are going to be having a nice holiday for their family. So even if you go and you go in and you order something to go, please remember to tip, and tip well, tip generously if you can, because just because you're ordering it online to go or curbside or all of that, or you're just pulling up and getting it to go, please remember to tip those service people, because they're, you know, with the 25% capacity for indoor dining, and now think about the weather the last couple of days, it would have been really chilly to be trying to eat outside.
That's right.
So you look at the 25% capacity, that's barely enough to keep your doors open as a restaurant. That's just a break even, if that. So you just really need to think about how can you help all these restaurants, the mom and pops, all these small retailers, small businesses keep going. So, you know, we've been drumming it out there for the message for months and months, but it's just very important now. Here we are in the holiday season. I'll be the first to admit, back in March and April, I never thought we would still be in this situation. I think a lot of us were very naive about COVID and what it would mean long term. Here we are. We're in November.
Right.
Well into November.
That's right.
And December. This is it. We're in the holiday shopping season right now. We are in the big retail. So I just encourage people to really think about, and I'm not saying don't go shop at some of the larger stores here. They're local and they do support our the budget and the city and taxes and gross receipts, and they have people working there too.
Local people live
here, work here, go to school here and shop here. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying really try to think if you can shop local in some way, and then really support your people, your neighbors,
right,
and our community.
So I think one of the things that is going away in our new normal, which is another term I don't like, is Black Friday. I don't think we're not going to see those types of door buster.
Right.
Nobody wants a crowd of people outside their front door at 4 a.m.
Except online, perhaps, where they're going to really pushing that through some of the larger online retailers and saying, hey, we know, so shop through us online.
Right.
That takes away from that local.
Right.
That is a fear I have. That's a concern, is that you're going to see all these amazing deals through other large online retailers that I'm like, but you know, don't do that. See if you can get a local. I know that's hard. People are trying to save money. People's budgets are tight. I do get that. But if it, again, it's just more of a, you can kind of sit back and take a look at it and say, well, I could get this locally here and support this guy.
Well, and again, we'll hear a lot more about Small Business Saturday, which is coming up.
Yes.
Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
And that is a great opportunity to, again, reacquaint with local businesses downtown.
Right.
I think that's part of the Festival of Trees schedule as well that kicks off. And so, again, I'm right on the same side.
Just right.
Really think about, you know, being local and spending your money locally, because it really does go a long way.
And plan that time to go to visit the stores, Small Business Saturday, but think about shopping safely too. Again, you know, wear the masks, think about being safe, following the guidelines, because we do also have the other side of everything, which is the hospital and the patients that are coming into the hospital, and we are coming into flu season, and now we have COVID too, and we don't want to overwhelm the hospital either. So we don't want to just say, just run out and shop and not be thinking about these things. We do want people to be safe. And so I think we can do this. I think there's a balance. I think we can support local, shop safe, and do it in a way that follows all the guidelines. We're just going to have to be a little more patient and a little more creative in how we do it.
Right.
So
I think that's true.
That's my...
There you go. I like it.
What else?
That's good advice. That is good advice. Well, Jamie Church, we are out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
This morning.
Really?
We are. I know.
Goes so fast.
It really does. But we will see you again.
Oh, yes.
In December.
Yes.
But we will get through Shop Local and Small Business Saturday and the holiday, start of the holiday season at least. So
We'll keep watching our website, which is gofarmington.com. We're going to have a lot more information about this whole Shop Local campaign, including how you can join a Facebook group that's going to be specifically about shopping local, and where local stores and people can get their products out there and say, this is what we have, here's our store, this is our location, as well as like gift ideas and how you can be creative this year with what you're giving. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Stay tuned. I like that. That's a radio term.
Stay tuned. It is a radio term.
Very good. Thanks, Jamie. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Jamie Church, the president and CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, my guest here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everybody. The time right now is 8:42.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.